Today on The Morning Juice, we are talking with the Teacher of the Year, Jackson County Central, Scarlett Pronk, and thank you very much for making the time.
Yes, no problem.
So 7th grade English and writing, is that, I have that right there at the middle school?
Yes, yep, this is my 9th year. I've done English every year and then writing sporadically as like a rotational here and there. I don't have that this year. Writing's just incorporated into English, but that's kind of my main category.
That makes sense, and I see the assistant golf coach under here as well?
Yep, that's, I think, season 4 or 5 coming up here in the spring.
Awesome. And so the Teacher of the Year Award, what was, you know, the reaction for you when you found that out?
Yeah, I was honestly taken by surprise when I heard that. They came in my room one morning, said it over the announcements, and I was pretty surprised. I knew I had been nominated, but I never thought that I would actually be selected because we have so many talented teachers in our district.
And once you found out, what was the reaction of others as well?
Yeah, there's been a lot of kind words from community members and other staff. They've been super nice. I've heard just a lot of words of encouragement that it was well-deserved, and that makes me feel pretty great. So it's nice to be recognized.
Several years at JCC, how did you first maybe get involved in teaching, and why did you want to do that?
Yeah, I earned my English education degree from South Dakota State in 2017, and I ended up here just by where the interviews and the openings took me at the time.
What made you want to go into that line of work?
Yeah, English was the class always growing up that made me feel excited to learn and I was strong at. I hoped to create kind of the same feeling for my own students while trying to be a positive influence in their lives at the same time.
What else keeps you going as a teacher, and what gives you that excitement to show up each day?
I try to create a space where students feel safe to ask questions and be themselves. And I'm pretty big on consistency and clear expectations, but I want my room to feel welcoming and supportive. And the sense of community here at JCC is great. The students and families and staff truly care about one each other. And it seems like everyone's working towards the same goal of helping kids.
Is that your favorite part maybe, or are there other favorite parts that you haven't mentioned yet?
Yeah, I think that is partly a favorite part. I also just enjoy the students. Every group is different. And so each year kind of brings new personalities and strengths and challenges, and their energy kind of keeps the job exciting and meaningful in different ways.
Awesome. And yeah, like we said, just wanted to reach out and connect about it. Congratulations one more time on it. And any other thoughts about the award, or just kind of, like we said, just the importance of education and such?
I think I kind of just want to keep growing professionally and finding new ways to support students in reading and writing, and mainly critical thinking, so they can use that, you know, further down the line as well, kind of helping kids develop those strong skills that they can use for life.
Yeah, those are great. And thank you very much once again for making the time, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Scarlett Pronk telling us about being selected as Teacher of the Year. Appreciate her time. And thank you out there for listening to The Morning Juice.